testing born infill $FT teleparallel gravity through SGR $star observations, by Kimmet Dushafi et al. We use observational data from the S2 star orbiting around the galactic center to constrain a black hole solution of extended teleparallel gravity models. Subsequently, we construct the shadow images of SGRA*star black hole. In particular, we constrain the parameter alpha equals 1, lambda which appears in the Born-Infeld FT model. In the strong gravity regime, we find that the shadow radius increases with the increase of the parameter alpha. Specifically, from the S2 star observations, we find within 1 sigma that the parameter must lie between 0 is less than or equal to alpha, m squared is less than or equal to 6 times 10 to the power of minus 4. Consequently, we used the best fit parameters to model the shadow images of SGRA*star black hole, and then using the Gauss-Bonnet theorem, we analyzed the deflection angle for leading order expansions of the parameter alpha. It is found that within the parameter range, these observables are very close to the Schwarzschild case. Furthermore, using the best fit parameters for the Born-Infeld FT model, we show the angular diameter is consistent with recent observations for the SGRA*star black hole angular diameter 51.8 plus or minus 2.3 and difficult to be distinguished from the GR. For the deflection angle of light, in leading order terms, we find that the deflection angle expressed in the ADM mass coincides with the GR, but the ADM mass in the Born-Infeld FT gravity increases with the increase of alpha, and the overall deflection angle is expected to be greater in FT gravity. As a consequence of this fact, we have shown that the electromagnetic intensity observed in shadow images is smaller compared to GR. This was testing Born-Infeld $FT teleparallel gravity through SGRA *star observations, by Kimmet Dushafi et al.